Jai Gurudev. This is the speech given by Dr. R.K. on the 6th of March 2008 as a part of the online classes. In this speech, Dr. R.K. explains the significance of the Krantidharmi Sahitya literature. The essence of the self-help book, Yes or No, A Guide to a Better Decision by the author Spencer Johnson is elaborated, and its correlation with Gayatri Mantra is elicited in the terminology of Pujya Gurudev, Pandit Sri Ram Sharma Acharya. Jai Gurudev.
Understand the significance of the name given to these 20 books. It is called Kranti Dharmi literature. It deals with the science of revolution. Whoever masters these 20 books and put it in practice can start a revolution, guide a revolution, develop a revolution, and lead it to the required goal. And in reverse, he can stop a revolution even when it has reached its target. All of you following this definition of Kranti Dharmi Sahitya? So this is the tremendous output of these 20 books. Irrespective of the age, of the abilities, if anyone can study and put in practice these 20 books step by step, you can build up a revolution and lead it to a successful completion. For this, you have two guiding slogans. Popularize these slogans at home and also wherever you are. The two slogans are 21st century, the advent of bright future, 21st Shatabdi, Ujjwal Bhavishyattu, and the other is Thought Revolution, Alochanalo Viplavamu. These are the two guiding principles which you should always remember when we talk about Param Pujya Gurudev. It should enter your blood. Whenever you speak or see or do anything, whenever you see a newspaper, whenever you see a movie, you should be able to see the significance of these 20 books being represented somewhere or other all around you. This, if you can do, then only you can say that you have understood the books. See the revolution, see the advent of the bright future all around you. Don't see the negative aspects, see the positive aspects. When a building is to be constructed, people dig pits for the pillars which support the weight of the structure. So when you see the pits, you should imagine the height of the building. Are you following the logic? The more the depth of the pit for the pillar, higher is the building. So the great edifice that is going to be built. Do you have this thought in your mind? Have you understood this thought that everywhere you find a divergence of opinions, an antagonism, try to see the advent of the 21st century, a bright future. Visualize the edifice. How can you visualize the edifice? By reading these 20 books. And I request all of you who are in this particular group to start translation, whatever may be the depth of your language or your style of your language. Try to translate, because when you translate, you will understand the subject deeper. So this is the first target, that 20 books have to be brought into, they are already in Hindi, they should be brought into Telugu and English by 1st April. So we need more translators. You rope in more people and do it in a planned way. I said every day you post the translations, but now I feel that okay, you give me 3 or 5 pages once, because I have already 3 books with me now. I am going through those 3 books. But all of you join together and see that the work is not repeated. All of you understood this point? The work of translation is not to be repeated or double crossed. 2 people doing the same book. Don't do that. And have a plan. Have a coordinated, concerted effort. And I will be telling you what book I am doing. Today I have finished it, 10 pages of the Telugu version of the book Navasrujan Ke Diye Mahakal Ki Tayyari. The preparations of Mahakal for the new era. That is the English version. So this I am looking. I have finished 10 pages. Because of my present condition of health, I can't get the speed which I had once. But still, I want the group to see that the English and Telugu translations of these 20 books is over by April 1st. How it happens will be a miracle, but coordinating and organizing is our responsibility. That is what Mahakal wants from us. So this is the day of Mahashivaratri, the day of the Mahakal. So all of you try to take the responsibility of translating these books in an organized way, organizing your own translation groups. You understood the long sentence? All of you, you organize your own translation groups. But see that no work is repeated. No work is repeated. And be fast. The next point which I want you to stress is to understand that within these 3 years, the new generation man, the superman, the supramind man, the Prajnavatarana man will descend on planet Earth. That doesn't mean that somebody is going to come and descend from other stars or galaxies. It only means that a huge chunk of humanity will live to the standards of supramental descent. Within these 3 years, we have to bring this revolution, and because of this revolution, has to be very fast, very, very fast. So whatever homework I give, you try to do it as quickly as possible. The new era man, what are his characteristics, are given in the Gurudev's literature as Prajna Yuga, Kab aur Kaise. I don't remember the volume, but I think I have seen that book in Gurudev's Vangmay, Prajna Yuga, Kab aur Kaise. That's something like that. So this is for the present about your homework. And about my homework, I gave you a quotation from the book, Yes or No. All of you, I will use my head by asking myself a practical question, and I consult my heart by asking myself a private question. So these are the 2 tools which we are going to understand. Again, show me the whole sentence. I will use my head by asking myself a practical question, and I consult my heart by asking myself a private question. Much of us today know only how to utilize our brains to questions. Any question which comes is from the head. We don't know how to question from the heart. We have forgotten our heart, and probably that is one of the reasons for the blood pressure, diabetes, cancer. All these are blood-related problems, if you can understand what I am saying. It is the increase of sugar in blood. It is the increase of blood flow to nourish a wrong cell, cancer. And of course, the heart and heart attacks and blood pressures are related to blood. So, the understanding the heart is what is most important. And this is a private question. Every heart is private. Everyone has something very private, what we call as the inner realization, the inner understanding. The inner understanding is completely private to each individual. Therefore, when you want to decide something, and I am telling you about real business matters in examinations, it is helpful for the students, it is helpful for the business people in their business, it is helpful for the politicians in their politics. So, this particular practical question has again three parts. Can you show me the three parts of the practical question? Where I talked about the need, the options, and the thought process. Am I meeting the real need, informing myself of options, and thinking it through? And now the real need, this is the operating world. Many people want to get marks in the examinations because it is the time of students studying for the examination. They say they want to pass. They want to get a first class. But do they need it? If they need it, they have to work for it. The way they are working clearly shows that they are not interested in getting a first class or something. The same thing in business also. You want profits. But are you trying, and are you trying to get the information of the various options you have in your own business world so that you can get benefits? And then, once you have studied the options, are you thinking it through? The thinking it through is the most important operative word. The need, the options, and thinking it through. Gayatri Mantra is a best tool to utilize these three needs. Tat Savitur Varenyam. Let your goal be clear like the sun in the sky. Just as there is only one sun in the sky, until you get the need or the determined wish you want, should be your guiding star. Tat Savitur Varenyam. That is what is meant there. There is nothing religious in it. That is what you should tell people, that Gurudev has made Gayatri a sign. The science and technology of divine living. There is nothing religious in it. But when we practice this Gayatri Mantra, whenever you do this Gayatri Mantra, whenever you say Tat Savitur Varenyam, be very clear of the need you have, the goals you have. What is our goal? 21st century should be a brilliant, dynamic, invigorating 100 years. Tat Savitur Varenyam. And now, just by saying it, by defining a goal, you cannot reach there. You have to get know your options. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Let the darkness go away and light it down in me. What is darkness? Not knowing your options. There are many options to reach your goal. For example, for going to the 21st century, we are giving so many options. But of those options, we have decided that we will concentrate on the 20 books. Bhargo Devasya Dhimehi. So, to remove that ignorance, Bhargo and Devasya, the divinity to shine through in the cells of our mind, we have decided the 20 books to shine in the Telugu language and in English language. And what is the need? The need is to see the 21st century as a bright future. So we have finished this, the real need, and informing myself of the options. And then you have to thinking it through. This is what I am going to do through the website. How to reach the options, and from options, reach the real need. This much, is it clear to all of you? The real need, the options, and thinking it through. The real need, I told you, is said in our literature as Shraddha. The options as Prajna, and thinking it through as Nishtha. And remember one thing, that any which is so thought of will certainly materialize. Tat savitur varenyam bhargo devasya dhimahi dhiyo yonana prachodaya. So this is the what I will say, the practical question which you have to ask. And it is practical because you have to decide practically what is the real need. It is practical because you yourself will decide the options. And it is practical because you are going through with it to completion. Any questions on this? The real need is Shraddha. Shraddha mayoyam purushaha yo yashraddha sayevasa. You always remember that the results you get are there because you want it. Whether you like it or not, it is your Shraddha which attracts the results. Can you understand this statement? All of you. Patil says yes. Teja? Okay. So Shraddha is the permanent goal which you have set in your minds. For example, nowadays, whether you read it or you do anything, the first major need which you look after is the financial aspect, the money aspect. Got it? That is Shraddha. And now Prajna means, Prajna Patavalu we say, Prajna means you have to decide the options which you have before you. You can become a cricket star and earn in one day 58 lakhs. That is one option. You can do business. That is another option. Or you can go and steal somebody's money. It is another option. You break somebody's head and snatch his money. That is another option. So there are so many options. This is Prajna. Now, of all these options, you have to pursue with Nishtha a particular course of action. That is Nishtha. Is that the three terminology clear to you now? Shraddha, Prajna and Nishtha? right. So the Gayatri Mantra which we are practicing, many people ask me to say how many times I should repeat and what food restrictions I have to follow. You don't follow any restrictions except knowing Tat Savitur Varenyam, in brackets, your real need. That is the Savita. Suyate Prasavite iti Savita. Savita means which procreates, which recreates your thoughts. So don't think we are talking about the sun there, but you always remember that it is because of the sun that you are able to think. No sun is there, you are not able to think. And now this thinking, as you have understood, is categorized into three levels. The real need, the option, the thinking it through, or Shraddha, Prajna, Nishtha, or you can call it as the Nadi Chakra, the Hriday Chakra, or the Sahasrara Chakra, the three body meditation. This completes the first part of the question, the head aspect. Anyone preparing the PowerPoint presentation for this? I request all of you to have your own PowerPoint presentation. Don't copy. Each one of you should have a PowerPoint presentation on this particular topic, the decision-making capacity. And this will be your property, and this will grow as the days come. The entire analysis of my whole lifetime study, correlating it with Pooja Gurudev's Gayatri and Yajna, and of course the 20 books. So these half an hour classes will be very, very important. So be sure that this half an hour you understand what I have told. If you don't understand, whether in this particular conference or in the previous conferences, be ready with your questions. In the Gayatri Jap, you said that the goal should be towards 21st century, but that is a huge goal. Who said that is a huge goal? It is our Gurudev's goal and we are part of him. Got the answer? Who said it is a huge goal? It is already over. You have just to take that path which you can and bring it down. Okay. Jai Gurudev.